He knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then he's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard points.
He's Dean wearing an R2-D2 shirt.
I've heard that. Dean, you're wearing an R2-D2 shirt?
I am in my full nerd chic wear today.
You're at Comic-Con in Rosemont, correct?
I was.
Not anymore.
I'm back at good old 2501 West Bradley Place today because I was at Wizard World Comic-Con that kicks off today at 4 o'clock and goes all weekend long. And I was driving back from Wizard World in my car and nearly got into an accident.
Oh, no. What happened?
Why?
When I heard Mark Carman.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Yes.
Say that he did not know who Ed Asner is.
Wasn't that disheartening?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then your follow-up investigation.
Is that what you call it?
Counselor. when you got him back on the phone and asked him about Carol O'Connor and, you know, some of the rest.
Yep.
I didn't almost lose control of my car. Then I just wanted to smash it into the side of an embankment.
I know. He really shouldn't have answered our call. It was better before we talked to him again.
Right? Who takes a follow-up phone call? What does he think's going to happen when somebody says, Bill and Wendy want to talk to you on the air? That can only mean one thing.
Now, to be fair, we asked Ed Asner off the air if he knew
what Mark Carman...
No idea. Zero.
Well, turnabout's fair play.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, and why this resonated with me so much. This has been my pet peeve for the last couple of months. Exactly the words Bill was saying, that people seem to not have a sense of things that have happened.
Right.
Already. You don't have to live through them to know about them. I didn't live through Benny Goodman, but I know who he is.
Yes.
I know what he did. I know who Al Jolson was. I know who, you know, people who were way before I was even born.
Right.
You know about those things.
Why did people stop caring about what happened?
Well, you guys are in the media. That's a little different. You have to have some background of all things.
But even things that aren't media related, it's just history.
Yeah, I don't want to be rude to any groups of people, millennials.
Right. Right.
But
they get it all the time.
Well, you know, maybe they deserve it all the time then.
Well, I have a Gen Xer. Is that the one after it, or Gen Y? What's after millennial?
Gen Weigel, I think. I think.
He's 20. My son Michael knows all this stuff, but he's into that.
Yeah, he kind of grew up with you.
Yeah, I guess. Like, because your kids know. Well, no.
They know. Every once in a while, they'll ask who somebody is, and I'll be embarrassed and shocked. Dad, Tony Randall. They'll just shrug, and I'll go, really? You don't know Tony Randall?
Yeah.
It's very upsetting.
At least Bill and I don't know if I want to throw Wendy into this, but we could not sound like two more, like, we're the two old guys sitting in the balcony on the Muppet Show.
What are their names?
Statler and Waldorf.
Hey, you kids. Hey, you don't know who these is. Are you whippersnappers? But there does seem to be. I don't understand. Here, I talked to a millennial this week.
Yeah.
I won't bust her on the air, but she's somebody who is on Chicago television.
Oh, all right.
Who did not know who Brad Pitt is.
Oh.
Okay, that's unacceptable.
Doesn't know Brad Pitt, doesn't know Keanu Reeves.
Oh, that hurts my heart.
I did stories about them, and then it was like, who are they?
You have to go out of your way to not know who those guys are.
I do not know who they are. You're not paying attention. Or maybe there's something else. I forget if it was Wendy or Steve Bertrand who said that they're, you know, we didn't have any other choices.
But to watch
television then. You know, there are a lot of other options now to distract yourself. But how do you not know Brad Pitt and Keanu Reeves?
They're current. They're now.
And they're gorgeous.
And they're
hello.
And they're gorgeous. Hello.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's so upsetting.
And they're gorgeous. Hello. That was good, Bill.
That's very, very upsetting. Speaking of upsetting, I heard you were very surprised this morning, Dean, to find out that Dwayne Johnson, The Rock, as the kids call him, The Rock, is the number one paid actor right now, but also of all time.
Well, for the past year. I don't know if he's the highest paid of all time.
It's been,
is it all
I think
time?
This is the third year in a row that he's topped the earnings list. And just because prices are what they are, not only is it now, but it's forever. No actor has ever earned more than Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Well, he earned nearly $90 million from June of 2018 to June of 2019. Hobbs and Shaw, Jumanji, the HBO series Ballers, and I'm probably forgetting, you know, being uninformed as I am about pop culture, probably I'm forgetting some of the other ones. But he's got all kinds of endorsement lines, clothing and headphones and all kinds of other things. So he made a boatload of money. What really surprised me was that two of the Avengers, who are also in the top five, that he beat two of the Avengers.
Wow.
Liam Hemsworth came in number two.
Thor.
Robert Downey Jr.
Iron Man
came in number three on the list. There was a Bollywood actor whose name, let me just pull it up here real quick because I want to acknowledge him.
Yeah.
Bollywood actor who Mark Harmon also does not know.
No, what if Mark
I
knew
bet he does.
Mark knew every one of his films.
Akshay Kumar is his name. He's a big deal in the Bollywood film industry. Number four, $65 million. And good old Jackie Chan.
Yep, still
rounding
hanging
up
on
the top five. He made $58 million last year.
Pretty good. I remember a couple years ago when it first came out that Dwayne The Rock Johnson was number one. It was the same week that Daniel Day-Lewis announced he wasn't going to make any more movies. And I was sure there was some connection. Because as soon as Daniel Day-Lewis, who's one of the greatest actors ever found
time.
That out, he just went, whoa,
I'm getting out of show business.
Why am I in this?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a Walmart greeter now. I don't know if a lot of people know that in Niles. If you go to the Niles.
Cool.
Yeah, Abraham, you walk in, you think Abraham Lincoln's working there, but it's really Daniel Day-Lewis.
Now, with two of those top five, Dean, the actor from Bollywood, Akshay Kumar.
Yes.
His movies don't do exceptionally well in the United States, but in other parts of the world, if he's in a movie, people rush to, they can't wait to see it.
Right.
And Jackie Chan is like that in the East.
Yeah. That gives you an idea of, you know, how big other foreign movie markets are.
Yeah.
You know, we think that we're the end all be all in North America.
Right.
And in the United States, but it's a big world out there, and it turns out that the Bollywood film industry is enormous.
Yes.
And so is Asian film market. Same
thing. No question. All right, we'll take a quick break, and then Dean will tell us what movies are coming out this weekend. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Dean Richards is our guest. Dean is telling us about what new movies are coming out this weekend. Dean, let's start with Ready or Not. What is that?
It's a horror movie, a bloody horror movie. That normally is definitely not my cup of tea, my genre of movies, but I wound up loving this movie.
Mm.
I don't like horror movies usually, not because of the blood and guts necessarily, but because of the predictability of them, how they're so cookie cutter and there's so little that's original in these movies. This movie, Ready or Not, is more than violent, more than bloody, more than disturbing in many ways. But it's complete original.
Hmm.
It's the story about meeting your in-laws. You know, everyone may have, you know, had different experiences of how anxiety-filled it can be to meet your in-laws. In this movie, it's a blue-collar girl who marries a guy from a rich family. She grew up in foster care. He grew up in a, you know, big family, loaded with money. But along with all of their money and their huge mansions come some eccentricities and more than a love of the macabre, including a very odd ritual that this family has, kind of an initiation that is a sort of a life or death hide-and-seek initiation in which the new person who's about to enter the family is hunted down in the giant locked-down mansion by all of the other family members. And if they survive, then they get to stay in the family.
Oh.
If not, well, then they're dead.
Oh.
So this movie is about this cat and mouse game. And it's a very interesting concept, I think. But also, it's exciting and it's, you know, it's got all the things that you want, horror film fans want in a horror movie. But it's written so cleverly and so funny. I was sitting laughing out loud at some of the things that they were doing in this movie that, you know, were intentional. The performances are intentionally a little over the top. The writing is definitely over the top, and like sort of with a wink of an eye to the audience that, you know, they even get that it's kind of goofy. And I wound up absolutely loving this movie, and I gave it a Dean's List B+.
Excellent. Ready or Not gets a B+ from Dean. The Peanut Butter Falcon.
Oh, this is my favorite movie of the week. This one is a story about a young man who is living with Down syndrome. The actor who plays this character is a first-time actor who, in real life, lives with Down syndrome. He was discovered at a camp. He had an interest in acting. He had an interest in theater, and he was discovered by the directors of this movie, and they put him in this movie with Shia LaBeouf and Dakota Johnson. It's a story about this this young man who is living in a nursing home. He hates living in the nursing home because, like a lot of people who are in nursing homes, but especially people with mental challenges, they're talked down to. They're minimalized. They're trivialized. They're not really treated like human beings. They're treated like, you know, just somebody on a conveyor belt.
Yeah.
So this kid wants to get out of there. He loves wrestling. All he does is watch TV wrestling. And he wants to escape from this nursing home and live his own life. And he wants to meet his TV wrestling hero. So he does figure out a way how to break out of the nursing home, and now he's out on the roads by himself, where he meets up with this sort of free spirit who is also on the lam from a lot of different people, and they both just sort of hitchhike and travel the roads together to try to get to the TV wrestling hero, to both try to get to their destinations. But along the way, they develop this beautiful friendship. In which you see Shia LaBeouf is the free spirit guy, where you see the young man whose name is Zach Gottsagen, that's the name of the real life actor, where Zach is treated with respect and dignity, and he is treated with a care, and he is given the attitude by this guy that he barely knows that you can do anything, and it's heartwarming and beautiful and touching. Dakota Johnson is one of the caretakers from the nursing home that, after he escapes, tries to find him to bring him back into, you know, this institutionalized world.
Mm-hmm.
But when she does find him out on the road, realizes, you know, what's really meaningful to this young man and what she is supposed to be taking him back to. It is just one of the most beautiful, touching movies out this year. I can't recommend it enough. Dakota Johnson, Shia LaBeouf, Bruce Dern has a small role in the movie. Thomas Hayden Church has a small role in the movie. And this young man, Zach Gottsagen, is a movie that you must see. Dean's List A for the Peanut Butter Falcon.
Very good. Sounds great.
Dean, one more quick one. Angel Has Fallen.
Yeah, real quick, a little bit disappointed. It's an action thriller. Gerard Butler had these series of movies, Olympus Has Fallen, London Has Fallen, and now Angel Has Fallen. He's an elite Secret Service agent who's accused of trying to kill the president. He's thrown in jail. He escapes to try to find the real person who's trying to assassinate the president. Nothing but cliches. It's a very average movie. I gave it a Dean's List C+.
Very good. And Dean, before we let you go, I'm looking at this list of the top earners in movies. The Rock is number one. You got a couple of Avengers, number two and three. I'm shocked at number six, Beanie Feldstein. How did that happen?
I love her.
Really?
Number six.
Beanie Feldstein deserves to make more money.
I think she does, too.
Just for having that name all of her life. She ought to be compensated some way.
I hope she marries a man named Cecil. That is my only hope. We'll see what happens.
I would love to see that on Wedding Matches. Beanie and Cecil,
yep,
who Mark Hartman also doesn't know.
No,
there probably are a lot of people listening right now that don't know that. I know who it is, but come on, guys. It's 2019, is it
right,
not?
The Bill Left's Obscurity Theater every week at this time.
Join us. Please join us. Dean, thank you so much.
You,
have a great weekend.
Bye, guys.
That's Dean Richards. That's who that is. We'll say goodbye in a little bit. We're headed to the stream. We'd love for you to come with us, but Steve's got the Wintrust Business Lunch.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Jen DeSalvo from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom, all happening right here at WGN.